The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was an honorable man and unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. It is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. This is good news from the Lord. Oh, there's so much I could say about the first reading too. There's even more I want to say about the gospel, so I'll concentrate on that. If you read Luke's account of the birth of Jesus, it very much makes Mary the heroine. But in Matthew's account, it's Joseph. Joseph is shown to be here the exceptional person. And it's very interesting that it concentrates almost entirely on him. And hidden in these verses are many wonderful messages. First of all, you might not know, I didn't, that in fact, if an engaged man, and that's what they are at this point, finds that his wife is pregnant by another man, and that's all Joseph could have presumed, the law in Deuteronomy 22 is very clear, I'm sorry to say. She is to be taken to the door of her father and stoned to death, so the father can regain his honor. I don't know how that's supposed to give him back his honor, but that's what the law said. Now, when they say in this text that Joseph was an honorable man, that translates he knew the law, and he knew how to obey the law. So the first thing we have here is Joseph deciding to overlook and even disobey the law. Wow, that's not the way you and I were trained, is it? Because he has gone to a deeper level of understanding the meaning of law and the meaning of God and the meaning of human relationship. And that's given away by that phrase that will be used of Joseph again in the next chapter, in a dream. The dream is that deeper knowing that we would call probably the unconscious, that spiritual knowing, whereby you know the surface level, but you go to the deeper level. And that's clearly what Joseph has done. Now, not only does he agree to disobey the law, but he does it not to protect his own reputation, because normally if a woman's been unfaithful to you, it makes you look bad. But he doesn't care about himself. We see an entirely non-self-centered man. His concern is to not expose her to shame. He is unwilling to expose her publicly. How beautiful. He can't understand it yet. So he makes an act of trust in her goodness, and really in his own deepest goodness, and decides, it's a clear decision, to divorce her quietly. So no one needs to know. He, at this point, assumes she did the wrong thing. He has no reason to believe she's the Virgin Mary. You understand? We only know that after the fact. Then the angel appears to him. It's not as you would expect. The angel appears and tells him the whole storyline, and then he does what he's supposed to do. Who wouldn't do it if an angel appeared to you? Huh? The angels appear in dreams, at that deeper level of listening. So, brothers and sisters, the sequence here is very important. Do you know, it's not people who see miracles and then believe. No, it's people who already believe who see things as miraculous. Almost everybody has it backwards. Miracles only convince people who already have faith. People who don't have faith will have some reason to explain it away, which is most of our modern culture, I'm afraid. So the sequence is important. Those who see, hear angels, as it were, are, and we can document this, are people who already believe in angels. If you say, no, they're not true, well, you probably won't see angels. First of all, Joseph makes an act of faith and trust in himself, in Mary, his espoused wife, and then he sees angels. Never forget, brothers and sisters, this is the way it happens. First you make the leap of faith. First you trust that God is good despite all the evidence to the contrary, that you are good despite all the evidence to the contrary, and that even there is a core of goodness in those that you might suspect or judge or mistrust or fear. And so after the fact, Joseph is able to hear the words, "Do not be afraid," because in fact, he has already not been afraid. You hear and you receive what your heart is already prepared to hear and receive.